This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب هذا الدهر آت محمد الوسيلة وبعث المقام المحمود
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we seek His aid, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, none can guide aright. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, the creator of everything, of the heavens and the earth, and that Muhammad is His last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, and die not except in a state of submission to Him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created His mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin, your relatives. Indeed, Allah is the monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Him to accept you of your deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system in Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. Sheikh, now I hope that you keep her silent, inshallah. Keep her quiet, not moving, please. Many of us right now are about to go back to school. Some of us are going to go back to work. And I say go back to work because going to work in the summer when our kids were at home is going to be different than going to work when our kids are at school. Some of us may be starting a new position. Congratulations. Some of us have moved to this area. Congratulations. Some of us are facing a new challenge. And I say the challenge is an opportunity. Congratulations. But what we want to talk about today, we want to ponder over a beautiful story that many of us are well aware of, but I want to dip straight into the verses in the Quran speaking about an illustrious individual that many of us know, and he's mentioned throughout all of the faiths, being Musa alayhi salam, Moses. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Moses alayhi salam has many lessons, the encounters that he had, that he faced, many lessons, and they are intentional because Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, revealed the message to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who was the last prophet, and that faced similar situations as Moses, as Abraham, as Noah, as all of the prophets. But Allah, particularly in the chapter of Taha, the 20th chapter of the Quran, and also in the chapter of Qasas, which means stories, gives a beautiful story. And we're going to go on this journey, inshallah ta'ala, within these minutes and talk about the importance of confidence and how confidence needs conditioning. Confidence needs conditioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off immediately in the chapter of Taha, mentioning his greatness, mentioning his honor, mentioning his lordship. And then he asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really reminding him, revealing to him, and thus revealing to all of us the story of Musa. He says after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa hal ataka hadithu Musa, has the story of Moses come to you? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says wa hal ataka, has the story come to you, the mentioning of the story come to you? And some scholars say that Allah is telling Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to the people, as of the Quran is a revelation, it was revealed to him to recite to the people. Has the mentioning of this come to you? Has the story of Moses come to you? إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى. Then Allah mentions in the next verse, has the story of Moses come to you? Young children in the back. Young children in the back. I'm going to need you to be quiet. Please, for the next 10, 15 minutes. Please, after that you can run around, wrestle, whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with Musa alayhi salam, has the story of Moses come to you? When he saw a blazing fire and he told his family, stay still, I may get some fire, may get some portion of this fire to where we can use it as a guide. You see, Allah is starting off the story of Musa in the middle of his encounter. And this is throughout the Quran. Allah will take snippets from lives of prophets to teach a lesson. It's not all in one verse or all in one chapter in the Quran. It's throughout the Quran. It's scattered for a particular reason with Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable. So Allah asks, has the story of Moses come to you when he saw a blazing fire and he told his family, stay still? Verily, maybe I can come with some fire as a guide for us. The staff that he used, he wanted to put it in the fire and use it as a guide. Because some scholars say this was the time that when he was on the run, he went to a place called Madian, which is mentioned in the Quran. And this is when he told the story to a man, and the man offered one of his daughters to him. It's in the chapter of Qasas, inshallah. But at this moment, Moses is in a blazing cold blizzard, and he sees a fire, and it's peculiar to him. He tells his family, stay, maybe I can take this, بِقَبَسًا أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى, or I can find with this not huda, guidance, a guide for me to where we can continue on in the journey. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى, when he arrived at the fire, he was called, O Musa, إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Then here, he comes to the fire, Allah says, Take your sandals off. You are in a blessed valley, the valley of Tuwa, which is Mount Sinai, that some would say. Scholars use this to extract that when you enter a mosque or a holy place, to take your shoes off. Because it's a holy place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on to say here, وَأَنَخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Then he says, I have chosen you. So listen closely to what is yuha, 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 wahi. What is about to be revealed. At this moment, Moses is chosen to be Prophet Moses. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Then Allah says here, he reveals himself. Verily, because Moses, what's going on? Allah says, verily, I am Allah. There is no one worthy of worship except me. Worship me and establish the prayer for my remembrance. Brothers and sisters, this and these small verbs and words, Allah gives us the process of how to remember God and what is the methodology in remembering God to increase our remembrance of Him that will bring forth fruitful actions in this life to benefit in the next life. Allah says that verily I am Allah. He reveals Himself. There's no one worthy of worship except me. Then he mentions our aqidah, our faith. How do we believe? How do you believe in me? There is no one worthy of worship except me. What do I have to do with this belief in my heart? Fa'budini, worship me. What should I do ultimately to show that I worship you? Aqima salata. To establish the prayer. For what main reason? Lidhikri. That's it. Wa aqima salata lidhikri. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to establish the prayer for my remembrance. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that he should establish a prayer for his remembrance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on to say, establishing the prayer for my remembrance, to remember what's going to happen, because that remembrance is going to bring forth some, you're going to face some challenges. And those challenges will require for you to remember me. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that the hour is close, meaning the end of times is close. أكاد أخفيها. I was about to hide it from the people, to hide it from the people when that hour will be established. لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. For every soul will be held accountable for what it has done. So now Allah, let's paint the picture. Moses comes to a blazing fire. Allah reveals himself to him. He says that I am God. I am revealing myself to you and I have chosen you to be a prophet, to profess the message of what I just told you, being that I am one God. There is no one worthy of worship except me. The first pillar of Islam, brothers and sisters. And then he mentions the second pillar of Islam, brothers and sisters, to pray. And then he tells them another pillar of our belief in that there's going to be a time where everything will perish. And the people that follow their desires do not follow them. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْدَى. So don't let those people that follow their desires close you off or be influenced by them. For you will be on the path to destruction as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes himself here. Moses is encountering this, that he's been chosen for something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on to prove himself, to show his signs. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Now he changes the dialogue. The monologue. What becomes a dialogue, subhanAllah. He asks Moses, what is that in your right hand? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. Moses answers, he says, well, you know, this is my staff. I use it to gather the leaves and to push my livestock. You know, prophets, they were shepherds, some of them. So he used it to push the livestock, to gather them, ha, you know, to push them and to go a certain direction. قَالَ أَلْقِيهَا يَا مُوسَى. Allah told him, throw the staff down on the ground. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Now Allah is showing him his signs, brothers and sisters. He tells him, throw the staff down. And the staff turns into a snake. Hayyatun tas'a. Then Allah challenges Musa. Qala khudha. Take that snake. ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. Allah is challenging his devotion. Allah told him to take the snake. Have no fear. We will return it to its original state, being the staff. سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. That's the first sign. وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجَ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. Then Allah gives him another challenge. He says, enter your hand inside of your pocket. And some scholars say under your arm. It will come out illuminating white. تَخْرُجَ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. It is not, the fact that you see it's white, it is not a disease, it is not a problem. آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. Another sign. لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَىٰ. Then Allah establishes something here for all of us. For, and Allah says, for us to show you our great signs. Let's stop here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, reveals to him that he's a prophet. I've chosen you. Then God proves himself, which he doesn't have to, subhanahu. But reminding him, أَقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِ, establish the prayer for my to remember me. Then Allah shows another sign of his strength, الْقَوِي, his might, الْعَزِيز. By telling him, throw the staff down, it'll turn into a snake. Put your hand in your pocket, it will come out white. Something that's beyond our understanding. Brothers and sisters, it's important when we say we believe in God, we believe that he's capable of what we may think is incapable. He's capable of the impossible. Rather, the impossible is part of who he is. He is the one that creates possibilities and impossibilities. Therefore, there is no concept of impossibility for God. When we rely on the things in front of us of which our senses encounter, when we rely on it, be aware, red line. Because we rely on the one that brought it in front of us into its existence for us to encounter. So Allah is testing him. He's showing him something because he's preparing him. He's conditioning him for confidence. How many of us in our lives ponder over the signs of God and allow those signs to be a medium, a means for us to think and ponder and reflect to where we are confident in its creator rather than confident in creation, because creation is founded on deficiencies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that rely on him ultimately and allow that reliance to strengthen us in our confidence in him. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ لِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves himself by showing his strength and creation and manifestation of creation and how it's beyond our capabilities and understanding, I want each and every one of you, after leaving today, to think of something that you did not think would happen in your life. You wouldn't perceive, but it happened. And it was beyond what you thought would happen. Whether it's your fortune or what we may say, misfortune. To understand the misfortune is an ultimate lesson, and it's a sign. It's an ayah. Everything that you encounter, what you see is an ayah. What you smell is an ayah. It's all a sign. But what is your perception of it? What do you allow it to do to you and your heart and your mind? This is where the challenge comes in. This is where we call the jihad an-nafs, fighting the self. You against you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on. After showing his great signs, he gives him the responsibility. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Fir'aun, for verily he has transgressed. Scholars past and present, obviously, they say that there was no worse tyrant than Fir'aun, than Pharaoh at the time of Moses. Because he said the most abominable statement that is in the Quran, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I'm your Lord, the Most High. Then Moses, once he hears this, Moses, what is so beautiful, Allah reminds us of Moses' humanity. قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. After hearing this huge response, he knows who Fir'aun was. Because he was in the care of Fir'aun, which Allah, later in the verses we have time, he mentions it. He gives him a little, reminds him of where he came from. So Moses says here, what does Moses say? Expand my chest. Ishrah li sadri. Wa yassir li amri. And make my affairs easy for me. Wahlul uqadatan min lisani. And release the tie, the knot in my tongue. Because Moses had a lisp. He had a lisp. He used to talk with a lisp. Which was mentioned in a hadith that he took coal and he put it in his mouth and it gave him a lisp when he spoke. He had a lisp. He said, "Wahlul uqadatan min lisani," and release the knot in my tongue, "Yafqahu qawli," to where they can understand what I say. He's ready to take on the mission, brothers and sisters. He's confident in Allah. Confident comes from confide. Brothers and sisters, it is so important. Rather, it is essential for our existence to have confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we have confidence in our own selves. Rather, when you have confidence in Allah, this is the only way as a Muslim to ultimately have confidence in yourself. But not total confidence. You rely on Allah because you may have confidence in yourself in doing something, and that thing that you wanted, that job that you wanted, that health that you wanted, for you or for someone else, doesn't happen. What happens after that? But when you have confidence in Allah, you realize that what Allah, what God has predestined, I have confidence in that. That's why when you find many psychologists, they'll say, you know, they talk about the meaning of life. What they're deprived of is the holy portion of this psychological experiment. Rather, even the word psychology comes from study of the mind and the spirit and the soul. But over time, it was taken away. But we as Muslims understand psychology is that of the heart, of the mind, and the process of those two together, which makes us insan, human beings. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Moses this, Moses is scared. He's scared. That's the humanity. He was nervous. He was scared. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after that, قَالَ لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Then Allah says, verily, you will be granted what you asked. But then Allah reminds him, and this is where it's so beautiful, subhanAllah. You know, some scholars mention that there's a name of Allah, Al-Mannan, but the majority, you know, don't mention that his name is Al-Mannan, but the name Mannan means to remind someone of the favors that you have done for them. So when Allah tells him, look, I will grant you, your brother Aaron, to follow you, to counsel you, to help you, because you fear, you know, you have this knot in your tongue, inshallah, he will be there to counsel you and to help you and to assist you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّ عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى. And we bestowed upon you another blessing. He bestowed upon him another blessing because there was a previous blessing. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewinding to remind. In our lives, brothers and sisters, sometimes we have to rewind to remind each and every one of you today. Think of something that happened in your life, an ayah, that was a sign that was revealed to you and you took it for granted. And then ask, oh Allah, make me strong and showing my gratitude to you and to that person that did that good deed for me. Send them a text. Tell them thank you. Remind them of a blessing. Pray for them. Send them an anonymous Amazon gift. Something that shows that you are thankful to Allah and thankful to that person. Allah is reminding Musa alayhi salam. Here. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّ عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى أنقذ فيه في التابوت فقذ فيه في اليم فليقه اليم في الساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له. Allah continues on to remind. He goes back when Musa was a baby. He's reminding him. Remember the time when we revealed to your mother to put you in a tabut, inside of a box, and to leave him in the river. أنقذ فيه في التابوت فقذ فيه في اليم. Then Allah says, when we told your mother to put him inside of a wooden box and leave him in the river, he arrived at the shore. Your enemy and my enemy took him. Guess who took Moses at that time? Fir'aun. And Pharaoh's wife, by the permission of Allah, was sympathetic towards Musa. Because at that time, Pharaoh, يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ. Pharaoh was killing off the young boys because he was afraid, as he saw in a dream, that there would be one boy that would want to take his throne. He feared that, so he would kill them off. Tyrant. وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I put القيت عليك محبة مني, the love I put inside you, the love or the love for people for you, or my love for you as has been understood, وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ أَيْنِي, to where you will be protected under my supervision. إِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ. Then he goes again. He continues on. That was your mother and her trust in Allah. Mothers, her trust in Allah. Now he mentions the sister. When your sister mentioned to the people, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ, I know someone that can take care of him. Because when you look in the chapter of Qasas, when Moses was a baby, by the permission of God, what happened? They had to breastfeed him. And he would refuse every single woman. So his sister was spying, as Moses' mother told him. So she saw, she came, she said, I think I know someone. I know the perfect person. Allah brought Moses back to his mother, brothers and sisters. Allahu Akbar. فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we returned you back to your mother so that she would not be sad. She would be happy. تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا. She would love to see you. How many of you went on a vacation and you see your mother? You go back to your country, you see your mother. Doesn't she almost lose it, mashallah? She hugs you. She cries. Imagine this. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ. Then Allah mentions another situation. وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا. Then Allah mentions another situation, how he preserved them. تُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. Shift. He mentions here, and you killed someone, and we saved you and protected you when you faced a very bad tribulation. You see, when Moses was in the care of Pharaoh, Moses grew up. بَلَغَ أَشُدَّ, as Allah mentions in the chapter of Qasas. He grew up and he saw two people about to fight. They were fighting. One of them was from his people. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ. He helped the one that was from his people, and there was a قُطْبِيَّة, an ectopic at that time, a different type of faith. And Moses pushed him and he died. From there, Moses was on the run. He went to Madian. He met a man. He stayed there for a couple of years. فَلَبِتَّ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدِيَنَ ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِي يَا مُوسَىٰ. That's what Allah says in the next verse. Allah mentions, he gives him revisionist history. All of us, brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to stop and think, where am I now? Where was I before? What were the signs that Allah showed me? Am I responding to those signs in a way that's befitting to him? Am I responding to those signs to where my children see my response? Or am I not responding to those signs and I'm only confident of things that's in front of me? Brothers and sisters, looking at this beautiful story of Moses alayhi salam, it continues on. But looking at the fact that Allah said, وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي, verily I will protect you and I have chosen you for me. Each and every single one of you has something that Allah has given you. Make sure that you ultimately rely on Allah. You can't confide in Allah. And allow that confidence to illuminate in your abilities. Whether it's something that is given to you or taken away from you. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, when you go into school, when you go into work, when you face a new encounter in your life and you're scared, it's normal, it's natural. But ultimately, rely on Allah because He is the one that we have ultimate confidence in. And that confidence that you have, wallahi, it'll have a rippling effect on those around you. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل وسلم على المسلمين اللهم صل وسلم على المسلمين اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان. Oh Allah, help those that are weak and destitute all around the earth. وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين. يا أيها المؤمنون إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى. All you believers, verily Allah, يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, He orders us to be just, وَإِحْسَانِ, and to be good to one another, and have excellence, وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and to keep relations with those that are close. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, He is admonishing you, reminding you, perhaps you will be those that ponder and remember and reflect. فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ, Be mindful of Allah and He'll remember you. وَاشْكُرُوهُ عَلَىٰ نِعَمِهِ يَزِدْكُمْ And be thankful to Him, He will increase you. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ And He is well aware of what you do.